Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started.
The truth is, my love, we can all be happier. We can all be more fulfilled. And do we know what's preventing us? I'm going to propose something to you. I'm going to propose that I know without knowing you necessarily individually, without knowing your personal life experience. You know, a lot of people come to me and like, Mars, no, you don't understand. My situation is really bad and this is why. And they go on to share sometimes some really traumatic things that have happened to them in their lives, or just really like undesirable situations or experiences that they've had to go through. And I'm going to propose, happy Thursday, my love, that the reason that you are unfulfilled is because you are avoiding processing your emotions and coming to terms with your past. Now, I know that that is a great big broad brush statement. And you might be thinking like, Mars, you don't even know my situation. How do you know that that's not the key to my fulfillment? How do you know? I don't need to know you to make that conclusion, okay? We are all, my current situation right now, who I am right now, is an accumulation of my past experiences, my belief systems, my emotions, my environment. All of that makes me who I am today and how I vibrate and who I be, right? And if I'm unfulfilled, if I'm not happy, it is because my perception is false. That's it. Okay? My perception is false. And it's usually my perception about my past is wrong. Okay? The reason we are unfulfilled, the reason we are unhappy today, my loves, is because we are afraid to do the important healing work. That's why. You know, like there's so many quotes that kind of allude to this, like your happiness and your fulfillment's on the other side of your comfort zone, all of that alludes to, you know, the kind of paradox of you need to go through the hard to get to the good. Right? You need to process what happened to you in your past. You need to learn to forgive. You need to learn to love yourself. You need to unlearn all the, you know, programming that didn't serve you to having a good perception of yourself. You need to unlearn all of that, but you need to go through and heal all of that so that you can feel good today. Any fulfilled and happy person that I know today has done that work, right? And when I say happy and fulfilled, I mean truly happy and fulfilled, not has like a Lambo on Insta, not has like a bunch of chicks around them or like a crazy lifestyle. I'm talking about someone that is truly, truly happy, because here's something, my love. Please do not be fooled by what you see on social media, by people showing a certain lifestyle. Your best life doesn't need validation. So people that are often showing how amazing their relationship and how much money they have and how much all of that they have, there's a very big thing missing, and that's true fulfillment. If I'm truly fulfilled, I don't really have to splash that in your face for you to tell me how amazing my life is, because I just know I'm just living my best life. Does that make sense? So the reason we aren't fulfilled is because we are buffering. We are avoiding doing the thing that's actually going to make us feel good, because we like comfort. As humans, we love to be comfortable. we don't like the idea of going through like discomfort. The moment we feel a little bit uncomfortable, the moment we feel a little bit discomfort, we either lash out at someone, go into negative self-talk, reach for a coffee, reach for a glass of wine, gossip, scroll through social media. Thanks, Bestie, my love. But we'll do anything to avoid sitting with that discomfort. And what I am telling you is, if you can build the skill, and it's a skill, to sit with the discomfort and ask what the discomfort is there to teach you, there is so much power on the other side of that. Because here's the thing. If you are not living your biggest life right now, it's because you are afraid of your own emotions. I'm going to say that again. If you are not living your biggest life right now, it is because you are afraid of your own emotions. Why do I say that? Because let's say you want to start a business. Let's say you want to show up online. Like, let's say you want to meet the love of your life. You want to have the best career, whatever it is. You would go for it if you trusted yourself, that you weren't going to beat yourself up if you failed. If I am my safe haven and I'm like responsible for my emotions and I know how to nurture myself because I've done that inner child work, then I can go out and do the courageous thing because I know I'm my safe haven. But if I haven't done that work, then I'm scared. I'm timid. Because not only am I afraid what you'll think about me, I'm actually more afraid of what I think about me, because I will go into, you know, like self-defeating inner dialogue. Like, it's because you suck. It's because you're not good enough. It's because you're not pretty enough. It's because that person has it better. It's because that person is richer than you. It's because. And you will have all these reasons, right, to essentially beat yourself up. So the reason you're not doing the scary thing is because you're afraid of your own emotions. And what I would love for you to do, my love, is to learn to befriend your emotions and to understand the power of your emotions and that you get to control your emotions. I'm not afraid of any of my emotions. I can honestly, hand on heart, say that I don't judge my envy. I don't judge my guilt. I accept my rage. All of it, all the yucky, gross things that we were told are not ladylike and that we shouldn't express. I'm so down with it, which is why I can do the courageous thing, which is why I can speak my truth, because I don't need your validation. I've got my validation. If you like it, good. That's great. Awesome. Let's be friends. But if you don't, I know that I can come back and I can nurture my inner child and hold her and tell her it's okay and let's try it again. So many people in this world, I see, like, you know, like playing small, and a lot of people want to say it's a mindset thing or whatever. And it below that, though, if we go deeper, if we go a layer deeper, it's because you're afraid of your emotions. It's because you're scared to go into that. It's because you're scared of what failure feels like. I don't give a fuck about what failure feels like. I've been there before. I felt like a failure. I've sat with it. I've really sat with it. I know what fear feels like. I sat with it last week. Where I was like, fear, so much fear in me. But rather than saying, no, I'm not going to go stretch and do that thing for my business, rather than being like, no, I'm going to like shut down, I'm going to retract, I sat with that fear. When you can learn to sit with your emotion, my love, there is so much fucking power in that. Like, I cannot begin to explain the freedom you get when you know how to work with your emotions. When the likelihood of a big emotion coming doesn't retract you and doesn't deter you from doing the thing that you want to do, right? D saying yes makes so much sense. Hey, Leah, my love. Welcome. So when we think about, okay, and this is for my empaths right now, right? So if we think about people who are like living really powerful lives, there's two types of people. There's probably more, but I'm going to categorize them in two large groups of people. There are people who literally don't give a fuck because that's just not part of their personality. right? And there's some people that are going to be like veering on whole different sides of spectrums, like narcissistic type spectrums. And actually the research shows that a degree of narcissism is needed to be truly successful, right? Because the people out there doing the things, they don't give a fuck about what other people are thinking, because sometimes they don't actually care about the other person, right? And that's what I've said in the past, like one of the beefs I had with the coaching field is that some people are so predatory that it is just about them making money. They don't give a fuck about the client, right? So that's one cohort of people. And again, that was a very broad statement, right? That have like some kind of like narcissistic tendencies in there, which isn't a bad thing. And then you have the people that are the empaths who just want to give, and they're very sensitive and they can feel all the energies and they're like, oh my God, second guessing themselves. Plus they've got the programming from their childhood. Plus they might've had some abuse. Plus they've had all of these things. And then they should be playing big in this world because the world fucking needs them, but they're not, because they're scared and they don't know how to manage their emotions yet. They don't know what to do with their emotions. They haven't learned that emotional intelligence is a skill set. And we need more of these empaths, from my perspective. We need more of these empaths doing this healing work and stepping into their power and attracting more money, because they will do more good in this world. We need more of you to step up and to break the shackles of your past and be like, I'm not going to let that define me. Or if I had a really traumatic past, I'm going to use that as fuel to serve my sisters and to get out there and fucking play a bigger game. Please get out there and play a bigger game, because the world really needs you. I think if 2020 taught us anything, and 2021 hasn't been much different, is that we need more light workers. We need more of us sensitives that like feel everything so deeply. We can feel like the... we're feeling the global consciousness, right? We know that there's a lot of pain. Sometimes we're feeling pain. I've talked to my clients where they're like, Mars, I don't know why I'm feeling so angry today, or I'm just so sad, or I'm just so down. And I'm like, well, the first question you need to ask, my love, is you ask that emotion, is this even mine? Is this belief even mine? Because we are carrying a lot of like the collective onto us, but that is why you are being called to do something higher. If you are listening to this, you know, whether live or the replay, you know, it's not a coincidence. There's no such thing as coincidence. This is your signal to do that work, to not decide to be comfortable, because guys, what is now your comfort zone will soon be unbearable. For who? Not your human body, your soul. Your soul has one purpose: growth, expansion. And the ego actually is the opposite of that, okay? So there will come a time in your life, and it's different for everybody, but there will come a time in your life, maybe it's in your career, maybe it's in your relationship, maybe it's in your health, where your soul will be like, enough is enough. And you will be so fucking uncomfortable. Why? Because you stuck too long in your comfort zone. You are not meant to stay in your comfort zone. You're meant to heal. You're meant to expand. You're meant to do greater work in this world. So the reason you are not fulfilled, my love, if you are feeling unfulfilled, is because you haven't gone into the darks of you. Okay? I know the dark can seem so scary, but I'm not afraid of my dark anymore. I welcome that shadow aspect of me, because she is the key to my success. The longer I hide her away, that scared little girl, that little introverted girl who didn't speak, who hid behind her mom's leg, who couldn't even say hello when she introduced someone, the one who couldn't talk in class, the one who couldn't read, the one who still in high school was petrified of the teacher calling on her, right? The one who had an anxiety attack and almost dropped out of university because I just didn't feel good enough. The one who's jealous of other women doing better. The one who was jealous of my own family members. The one who is angry at my mom and angry at my dad, all of those shadow aspects of me, I welcome her. Because when we can bring our shadow aspects into the light and nurture that little divine soul who just wants to be seen, guess what? We can now leverage that into power. And that's the work that we do in this community, and that we do inside of our academy. If you haven't joined our academy, make sure maybe the girls can put a link to join the academy. But my love, your comfort zone will one day feel massively discomfortable and uncomfortable. Discomfortable is not a word. Don't wait for that. Don't wait for your relationship to be in shambles. Don't wait for your health to be in shambles. Don't wait for your finances to be in shambles before you decide to get uncomfortable to create that life that you truly want. We don't create that life that we truly want. Actually, no, that's not true. You can create it with ease, but I'm going to guess that you've been through some shit in your past. And for as long as we have trapped trauma and trapped emotions, we can't create it with ease. Does that make sense, my love? We can create it with ease if we clear that shit first. Let's clear that out of our bodies first. Then when we create magic with ease, we can manifest with ease. But for as long as we have those trapped trauma and trapped emotions still in our body, ancestral shit as well, right? We can't create with ease, and we just need to realize that that is a very real reality.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.